Dreamscape presents On Bittersweet Place by Rana Weinberg. Narrated by Lisa Lockford. All journeys have secret destinations of which the traveler is unaware. Martin Buber. Prologue, September 1922. The first day in the apartment on Bittersweet Place, my father carried two wooden crates to a corner of the living room. He set a wide piece of wood on top.
"Desk,"
he said.
"This is your desk, Lena."
He gave me three pencils and a square black notebook. Here I began my labors in English. I was 10 years old. Each night I printed words: smokestacks in the sky, rise high, blue, like a sea. Duryam. The noises of the city and the apartment were my companions. The roar of the elevated train, the clatter of cars, the landslide, and relatives talking and arguing. From the open window, I imagined I could see all the way to Maxwell Street, where pushcarts squeezed one next to another like squatters' houses, where the odors of sweet warm breads and foul raw chickens rose in the air. If I walked east from the apartment, I knew I would find the blue waters of Lake Michigan. In Russia, we lived by a gray-green lake in a white wooden house in Belilovka. What we saw then was all we knew: the hilly green land, the smoke that flowed like ribbons from a lumber mill, my father's letters that arrived from America on thin white paper. At my desk, I willed myself to forget the past, but the memories charged through my mind. My grandfather at the head of the table.